So I just read a story in TechCrunch, and this is how it begins. It says, "The beauty of podcasting is that anyone can do it. It's a rare medium that's nearly as easy to make as it is to consume." And wow, I love it. It's exactly what we were trying to do. It was a medium. I mean, that's what all the hacking was about in the first years. When I talked about the idea of podcasting with people, they immediately jumped to the idea that you needed to have a radio studio to do it. And I said, stop. Before you go all the way to thinking that, take a step back and ask, maybe you could do it without the studio, and wouldn't that be interesting? And it was a really hard concept for people to grab onto. And so eventually I realized what I needed to do was I needed to come up with a sort of cookbook recipe for how to do that. And just given with very plain hardware and software that worked like as you would expect it to. And it was in 2004 that I finally found a piece of software, and I had a laptop that had a microphone in it. And it was a really early Sony VAIO. It ran Windows. It was actually a beautiful little computer. I mean, in 2004, this is before the iPhone. It's certainly before the iPad. It's even before what were called netbooks. It was sort of a precursor to netbooks. And it was all designed in really good, like a really good Sony package. Sony was famous for making electronics that were that whose form factor was innovative. They had the Walkman, for example, and the Walkman was a revolutionary product. It was all stuff that we had already used before. It was, audio, cassette playing, basically. But it was battery operated. It was attractive. It felt good to hold in your hand, and you could take it with you. Put some headphones on, and all of a sudden, music could travel with you, and your music could travel with you. So we had portable radios before that. But anyway, so I digress. So the Sony VAIO. And I found a piece of software through my blog. I kept asking about this, and wherever I went, do you know a way to record sound on your PC? And it was a hard question. Most people had no idea what the hell, what? And finally, I found a piece of software called Polderbits, Polderbits. And what can I say? It worked the way you'd think. Like Winamp worked. Winamp was a way of playing music. This was kind of the same thing for recording sound, whatever kind of sound you had. And so I tried it out. I said, okay. I remember I was sitting in, I had a house in, I rented in Newton, Massachusetts, and I was sitting there. It was must have been a winter day. No, I think it was actually in June. Because it was June 2004. And so I just tried clicking on it, and I talked in the microphone, said, hey, what's going on? And I clicked stop, and I played it back, and I heard exactly what I had said. So then I just said, okay, let's turn it on for real now. And I just started talking about, I forget, but it's there. The podcast is there somewhere. This was the first podcast that I did. And importantly, it was the first podcast that was done with off-the-shelf consumer-level products. Everybody else was doing it in a studio. Even Chris Lydon was doing, because Chris is a professional radio guy. And so he was doing it using professional equipment. I wanted to get a way to do this that would just be off the shelf, stuff that you could download, PCs that everybody has one. And there you were. And I did a bunch of those using the Sony VAIO and Polderbits. And I was actually doing it all through the summer and through the into the fall. I ended up in Seattle. I don't know. I'd have to go back over the chronology. I left Boston very soon after that, after the Democratic convention, and went west, ended up in Seattle. and we did trade secrets there. We used a different technique there, Adam and I. We used Skype because Adam was in Europe and I was in the U.S. And so we used Skype. I believe he did the recording on that, not me. But it was, it's just today, and like, what is it, October 31st, 2019, we're talking 15 years later. This is the first time I have read any, this idea in somebody else's writing. It's the kind of thing that you'll find, I probably never said it that concisely. Let me just say it one more time and then I'll go. The beauty of podcasting is that anyone can do it. It's a rare medium that's nearly as easy to make as it is to consume. Actually, I should say a couple of things. First of all, before I go, is I'm doing this, it's even easier. I use an iPhone and the voice memo application on the iPhone. And when I'm done, I email the audio to myself. And, they have a new technology here. I forget what it's called. It's really cool. I'm on a Mac and it's called AirDrop. And I don't have to go through email. I don't like sending it through email because then I have a multi-megabyte attachment sitting in my mailbox using up space, and that's pointless. So I just AirDrop it to my desktop computer. I have a script on my desktop that takes that file and uploads it to an S3 location, which is what scripting.com is. And it gives me the URL of the podcast on the clipboard, and I go into my blog, and I paste it in, I write a little description, hit publish, and this will be on the web in, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, because I have to do a little bit of writing. And all of the production of the RSS feed and computing the content type and the enclosure length, all that is done automatically by the software. It notices that there's an enclosure on this blog post, and it takes care of the rest of it, and the feed is generated automatically. It's all, I mean, well, it should be, you know, how many years? We're getting close now to the, well, not that close. The 20th anniversary will be in, I don't know, 2020, actually. How about that? 2020. Early 20, next year? Fuck. Sorry. That's actually a lot closer than I anticipated. I'll have to write something about this. I didn't realize it. That's fun. Anyway, so, yes. And there is one more thing I wanted to say before saying goodbye for today. She says, oh, I'm sorry, it's he. It's by Brian Heater. He says, it's a rare medium that's nearly as easy to make as it is to consume. And I just want to mention one other medium, blogging. And you know what? Don't think that was by accident, folks. That took a lot of factoring, a lot of iteration, a lot of trial and error until we figured it out. And I can show you the post. It was in 1999 when the light bulb went off. And the post is called Edit This Page. And it's on scripting.com. And the epiphany part of it is just it's a couple of paragraphs, if that. But there was a revelation. Now, today, I mean, you probably would think, oh, well, that must have been obvious. Well, considering I started blogging in 1994 and didn't realize this was how it had to work until 1999, I'd have to say it was a little bit less than obvious. Anyway, so having a great day. I'm feeling great. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.